You're listening to Managing Your Family's Estate and Probate, a practical guide from DC Prime Homes. I'm Jordan Feinberg, and today we're talking about a word that sounds complicated, but really isn't, probate. If you've ever lost a loved one, or you're helping your parents plan for the future, you've probably heard this word. Maybe it came up in a conversation with an attorney, or a family member mentioned it. And if you're like most people, you might have felt a little unsure about what it actually means. That's completely normal. Probate is one of those legal terms that sounds intimidating, but when you break it down, it's actually quite straightforward. So let's start with the simple version. Probate is the court's way of making sure everything in someone's estate, including their home, is transferred correctly and fairly after they pass away. What probate actually is, when a person passes away, they leave behind two things: their personal wishes, usually written in a will, and their property. That property might include a home, bank accounts, investments, vehicles, and personal belongings. Probate is the legal process that makes those wishes official. It's how the court confirms that the will is valid, appoints someone to be in charge, and oversees how assets are used to pay debts and then passed to the right people. Here's an important point. Probate isn't automatic. Someone has to open it, usually a family member or the person named as executor in the will. We'll talk more about that in episode 2. For now, just understand that probate is the court saying, yes, this will is legitimate. Yes, this person has the authority to act. And yes, we're going to make sure everything is handled properly. Why it exists? You might wonder, why do we even need probate? Can't families just handle things privately? Sometimes yes, but probate exists to protect everyone involved. Family members, creditors, and even the property itself. First, probate ensures the will is real. Unfortunately, there are situations where wills are questioned, maybe because there are multiple versions, or someone suspects it wasn't properly signed. The probate court reviews the will and confirms it's legitimate. Second, probate makes sure the right person is in charge. The executor doesn't just start making decisions the moment someone passes away. The court has to officially appoint them and issue documents called letters testamentary. Those letters give the executor authority to access accounts, sell property, and pay bills. Without them, banks won't work with you. Third, probate ensures debts and taxes are handled before inheritance is distributed. This protects heirs from being held personally responsible for things like unpaid medical bills or property taxes. The estate pays what it owes first, then the remaining assets go to beneficiaries. And finally, probate provides a clear legal record. If there's ever a question about how property was divided or whether debts were paid, the probate file documents everything. So yes, probate takes time, but it's there to protect you. When probate applies, does every estate have to go through probate? No, but it depends on how assets were owned. Probate usually applies when assets are owned solely in the name of the person who passed away. So if your mom's name is the only name on the deed, that house will likely need probate before it can be sold or transferred. But there are ways to avoid probate. If the home is jointly owned, for example, if your parents owned it as joint tenants with right of survivorship, then when one passes away, the property automatically goes to the surviving owner. No probate needed. Similarly, if the home was in a living trust, it doesn't go through probate. The trust owns the property, and when the person passes away, the trust transfers it to beneficiaries according to its terms. Some states also have transfer on death deeds, which let you name a beneficiary who automatically inherits without probate. So while probate is common, it's not inevitable. But if the house was solely in your loved one's name, probate is probably going to be part of your journey. The probate process. Let's walk through what actually happens during probate. Step 1. A petition is filed in probate court. This is usually done by the person named as executor in the will. If there's no will, a family member, often a spouse or adult child, files to be appointed as administrator. Step 2. The court reviews the petition and appoints the executor or administrator. This usually happens within a few weeks. Step 3. The executor receives official documents, called letters testamentary if there's a will, or letters of administration if there isn't. These are the executor's credentials, proving they have legal authority. Step 4. The executor secures and manages the property. This means making sure the home is locked, utilities stay on, insurance is active, and bills are paid. Step 5. The executor identifies and pays debts and taxes. This might include final medical bills, credit card balances, property taxes, and income taxes. And finally, step 6. Once debts are settled, remaining assets are distributed to heirs according to the will. Or if there's no will, according to state law. The whole process typically takes 6 months to a year, though it varies. The home's role. For most families, the home is the biggest asset in the estate, and that means it plays a central role in probate. Here's the key. The family home cannot be sold or refinanced until probate is opened and the executor has legal authority. That means even if everyone agrees to sell, even if a buyer is ready, nothing can move forward until the executor has those letters testamentary in hand. Title companies and mortgage lenders won't touch a property in probate without proper legal authority. So during the time between when someone passes and when probate opens, the home is in a holding pattern, but the executor still has an important job, maintaining the property. That means keeping insurance active, paying the mortgage if there is one, keeping utilities on, and making sure the property is secure. Think of the executor as the caretaker during this transition. Their job isn't to improve the property yet, it's to protect it so that when it's time to sell or transfer, the property is in good condition. What to do before probate starts? If you're helping a parent plan or getting your own affairs in order, here are things you can do now to make probate simpler later. First, locate key documents, the deed, insurance policy, mortgage statements, property tax bills, and utility information. Keep these together where your executor can find them. Second, make sure a will exists and names a clear executor. A will is the roadmap for probate. Without it, the process becomes longer and more expensive. Third, keep property records updated. If your address changes, update the county records. If your spouse passes and their name is still on the deed, consider updating the title. Fourth, consider trusts or joint ownership. If avoiding probate is a priority, talk to an estate planning attorney about options like a living trust. These strategies aren't right for everyone, but they're worth exploring. And finally, talk openly as a family. Let loved ones know where your important documents are, who your executor is, and what your wishes are. Probate is easier when everyone knows the plan. Wrap up. Let's bring it together. Probate is the court-supervised process of confirming and transferring assets after someone passes away. It validates the will, appoints someone to manage the estate, handles debts and taxes, and distributes what's left. For the family home, probate means the property can't be sold until the executor has legal authority. During that time, the home needs to be maintained and protected. While probate takes time, it exists to protect everyone involved, including you. Download our companion guide, Probate Made Simple, at our website. In our next episode, we'll talk about what happens in the first 30 days after a loved one passes, including who files for probate, what documents you'll need, and what not to do. I'm Jordan Feinberg. Thank you for listening to Managing Your Family's Estate and Probate.